This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies right back with you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you, as always, by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, July 27, 2021. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Hello, John Paul Flame.
What's up, Bish Bucks? And Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Running the three-man show all week with Cakes in Kiowa Island. Got the boys behind the glass, Matt and Matt scrambling. What's up, boys?
Scrambling? I feel like we're good to go.
I saw you doing some sort of jog down the hallway about 10 seconds ago.
That's just because I'm a weirdo.
Is that your exercise for the day?
Hopping out at 6:01.
Are you? Did you and Valdez go down to the gym yesterday?
No, because Valdez
forgot my stuff.
Yeah, he's not into it.
Oh, he's out.
I brought my stuff today.
Oh, you're back in?
Yeah,
with your medicine ball workouts and everything.
Yeah, explosion.
What time do you guys go in there? About noon?
No,
11.
Like 10:30, 11.
10:30, 11.
Quick,
yeah.
Quick little workout.
Yep. Hop in the car.
Get it in.
That's good. Make sure you stay in that routine. As soon as you get out of the routine, it's hard to get back into it. I'll tell you that.
Well, we got a whole like 9 months until T-shirt season next year.
So cut them up season.
Yeah,
right.
Memorial Day.
We're getting an early start.
Pace yourself.
I usually peak like around January, and I go, man, I wish it was the summertime now. And then, you know, because it's hard to maintain
right.
for like a year without falling off. It is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what are you going to do?
Well, should mention on the show today, we have a bunch of guests. Rack of guests will talk about what's going on in college football and the SEC. It's super conferences. Our pal Chris Doering, former member of the Washington football team, wide receiver. Now he's a co-host for SEC This Morning on Sirius XM. You see him on ESPN. He'll join us at 7:20. But it's also the first day of training camp for the Washington football team. Sam Fortier covers the Washington football team for the Washington Post. He'll jump on at 8. We got Elliot Shore Parks, who's an Odyssey NFL insider, joining us at 9. And Robert Flores, network host for MLB, joins us at 9:20. We'll talk about the trade deadline and what Washington may or may not do. So a lot to get into, but let's start with the big news yesterday, and that is Aaron Rodgers looks like he's going to report to Green Bay Packers training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but with the assumption, I guess, that they're going to do something to his deal to tweak it to make it easier to get out of it.
Understood, yep. But yeah. A lot of wasted breath for months, and he's going to end up in camp.
I don't know if it's wasted. I mean,
but if he's working his way out of Green Bay,
still newsworthy.
You know, they're both they're both making concessions.
I'm just looking back at all of our conversations and speculation, and not just us, and the media for months and months.
I always thought he was going to play.
There's been business about. What's it? Is Aaron Rodgers going to? I mean, even 2 days ago, I heard Aaron Rodgers is going to retire.
Mm-hmm.
We might have even said it yesterday. He's likely to retire.
Yeah, I didn't buy into that.
It ended up being a bunch of BS.
Well, it was the same playbook as Carson Palmer potentially.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
So they're going to void the 2023 year in his deal.
And for some reason, that makes it easier to to move him. I don't understand why.
And then the Packers would agree to review Rodgers' situation at the end of the year. Rodgers' contract would be adjusted with no loss of income to give the Packers more cap room now. So, you know, these are I don't think it's official, but he will be at camp.
The next question will be, who will he be willing to play for? You know, so I know already Washington fans are jumping in there. I'd give him whatever he wants. Whatever he wants. $100 million. Take it. Whatever you want, you can have it. I'd take him. Just
he's
like I'd
pick
take
his team like Tom Brady, right?
Say
pick
again?
The best situation. And maybe Washington will be in that position. But apparently he landed in Green Bay after midnight last night. The TV cameras were right there as he landed.
Mm-hmm. Is today the first day of camp for them?
Probably. It's starting up
yeah,
for everybody.
I think so.
Yeah.
We should talk to Ross Tucker because Ross wrote an article a week ago saying he was 100% sure that Aaron Rodgers will remain a Packer. Mm-hmm. And he was just kind of listening to what Aaron Rodgers had been saying the last couple weeks, especially at the match when he was saying, oh, I don't know, we'll see. He said his former player antenna went up that they never say that. If they don't want to play for a team, they let people know that. They say, I'm never going back there, or they demand a trade publicly. He said guys who are retiring aren't working out.
Right.
The working out part was obviously suspicious.
Yeah.
It was like he's definitely planning on playing. But the part I kept tripping over was Glazer saying, yeah, he does not want to play for them. You know.
And I bought into that because Glazer's uber credible, and I'm sure maybe he didn't want to.
Yeah.
But I remember watching the match and seeing him talk about it, and I just felt like he was setting it up that he never really said anything. A lot of stuff was bandied about, credit to Aaron Rodgers or people surrounding Aaron Rodgers, but he never really went on record and said, hey, I want out of here. Have you heard even the stuff that he's unhappy with
You never
GM?
Heard him say
you
that.
Never heard him say it.
No, but
so he's
you knew
was,
he was unhappy.
Sure,
we knew
I'll
that.
Buy into that, but I just felt like he was setting it up to, he shows up to camp and goes, you guys made a lot out of this. I want to be in Green Bay. I'm here
Well,
to
you
play.
Never know what to believe. Okay, you never know what to believe. You never know what side to believe unless they come out and say it publicly, and that he didn't.
And even
but
then,
this is the one thing I knew. I knew he wasn't going to sit out the entire year and forfeit all that money. That's what I knew.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much money he's worth, he wasn't going to do that.
Yeah. Well,
and he probably did his best to force a trade, but
right.
They called his bluff like we said he probably would.
I think that's fair. I do think he's pissed and unhappy and wants out of there.
I'm sure he is, but he's going to play for at least one more year there and maybe force his way out next year. But who knows? What if they won a Super Bowl? Is he going to leave?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, what if they have a great year and he wins MVP and he wins a Super Bowl? Is he just going to walk?
Certainly not a stretch. They were knocking on the door last year. They were knocking on the door 2 years ago.
So
he's got to get him over the finish line.
Well, all I know is if he is truly out there, I'm all in. I wanted Peyton Manning's noodle arm back in the day, and this is a 10 times better situation. You got a healthy Aaron Rodgers coming on. How many touchdowns did he have last year?
48.
48 touchdowns? Yeah, yeah. I'll take him.
Is that good?
I'll take him.
48. And five. Yeah. Only five picks, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's been underwhelming. Come on, let's be honest. He's had an underwhelming career because you would expect at least more Super Bowl appearances, maybe not wins, more Super Bowl appearances for as good as he's been.
He's only been in one, right?
Yeah. And he's
the
lost.
That they want.
I think he's 1-4 in the NFC Championship. Not all his fault.
1-3 or 1-4.
Not all his fault.
No, but you know what? He had the ball in his hands. If you think about the Tampa Bay game and had opportunities, and
I mean, he's been a great regular
Tampa's
season quarterback. I'm not looking.
All it takes.
How many MVPs does he have? Three? Does he have three MVPs?
I don't know.
He's had a great regular season. He's going to the Hall of Fame
great,
first ballot.
Player.
But when he gets to the postseason, you would expect as good as he is, he would have had more chances at a ring anyway.
You would have said the same thing, I think, about Peyton Manning before, you know, they stole one.
Yeah, I mean,
one
it's
year.
Not over.
And John Elway for 12, 13 years.
Correct, correct. He could win a couple more.
You look at Peyton's 4 years in Denver, he took him to the Super Bowl twice. And he won one, lost one.
Well, he didn't just lose one. He got his brains beat in the biggest blowout almost in history.
I wonder why you like that one.
That wasn't embarrassing or anything.
No, it was.
Hey, can we stop calling this the last dance, by the way? Everyone's already calling
I thought he called that.
He did. Well, he, like, I think posted on his Instagram a picture of MJ and Michael fist bumping each
and with
other.
Him and Devontae.
That was another clue, by the way, that he was coming back.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you win a few more rings before you start comparing yourself to Michael?
Aaron. Well, I'm surprised it's getting resolved this quickly, to be honest with you. I thought there'd be a little bit more of pressure on them.
Well, now what does Green Bay do with Davante Adams? Because he wants a long-term deal. He's in the last year of his deal.
Well, I think this frees up some money so that they can pay him a little bit.
Right.
So, I don't know. I haven't followed it that closely.
And he deserves it.
I haven't followed that closely, but I am surprised. Like, if he reports on time, color me a little surprised. I would have thought that he would extend the pressure a little bit.
Yeah, you thought he was just going to sit out.
Extend the pressure more. Sure. 100%.
I think I was leaning that he was going to leave originally, but then as time passed and, again, you saw him not really say anything, I felt like he's just setting it up to be like, look, I never said that I wanted out of here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think he's going to try to play Mr. Good Guy.
He'll probably just keep being coy and vague. And
yeah.
Yeah, but my point
is, he's a weirdo.
He didn't paint himself in a corner that there was no way he was coming back.
Yeah, he didn't personally.
It'll be interesting to see how the fans react when he goes out there and plays at home.
It'll be Sice and his own touchdowns.
They will, but they also know he wants out. So I think it's going to be split.
It'll be interesting to see how bad Jordan Love is in training camp and the preseason games.
Well, he's got another year to get ready because we'd assume he'd be the starter next year or, you know, 2022.
You want to talk about a huge drop-off? They're going to have to get somebody else.
Although
at least
Rodgers
has insurance.
It truly is amazing. He sat for 3 years behind Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their hope. Yeah. They got another stud in the pipeline.
I like it that way versus just throwing these guys to the Wolves. I think that ends a lot of these guys' careers a lot quicker.
We'll see what kind of concessions the Packers actually make. Is it just going to be contractually letting him out? Or is it going to be, is he going to have input on personnel?
Yeah, maybe
going
they'll let him have a draft pick. Aaron, we'll give you the second round.
If he's going to be out next year, then they've already got their roster.
You don't need to placate him.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I'm surprised if he shows up right on time. It appears to be the reporting, so I'll take it to be true. But I will say I am surprised. It's a shame. I'd like to see him play somewhere else, to be honest with you.
It would be funny if he made a heel turn. Everybody's watching, the private jet lands. Aaron Rodgers walks out. He goes to his house because they've been, monitoring his house. Didn't he have a cleaning service there a couple weeks ago? People were reporting on and reading all the tea leaves. And then he just starts living his life and doesn't show up to camp.
That would be amazing. Just playing golf.
Yeah, he's playing golf. He's just in his house.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
So I guess he just wants to put it behind him and just get going. Maybe they realize that there's really not that much that they can do and that Green Bay is entrenched and they're not going to move him.
And the stuff about retiring, Andrew Luck did it. But when you're in your prime.
No, but the retiring
sport,
was just a ploy.
I understand that.
That was just a ploy.
But people
some people bought into it, yeah.
People were reporting that he may retire, like legit.
As a ploy, though.
Okay, whatever.
It's still hard to just sit out for an entire year.
Yeah, it's really amazing if you think about it that Andrew Luck retired when he did and hasn't come back. It's different.
Yeah.
Most people want to compete and play.
He's another weirdo.
Most people in that position, when they're athletes, they leave when they're on the total decline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder how that came up. Obviously an empty threat. I'm sure the Packers said, okay, you want to retire? Go ahead. And we still own your rights if you ever want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to sit out an entire year. Still wants to get paid.
Tampa.
I'm going to say he still wants to play.
He still wants to play. No doubt. Yeah.
He had a great. He was MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa was the prohibitive favorite, right, in the NFC. I don't know if prohibitive favorite. They still are the favorite.
You mean for this year?
Right now.
Yeah.
To be back in the Super Bowl, but this gives you another team that could knock them off. Green Bay,
and now I'm guessing
you got the Rams, you got the 49ers, kind of all the teams in the NFC West are good. You've got Green Bay.
Rams, you mentioned, yeah.
Those are legit contenders, I think.
And I'm guessing the sports books are starting to put up all those props again. Remember, they took them all down because they didn't know if he was going to be there or not. Now that'll be back up.
Well, you should check. Are they back up?
Well, Packers are 12-1 to win the Super Bowl, back up on FanDuel.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they actually took them down. So right now Tampa's one, Packers are two.
But yeah, next year could be interesting if the concession is we're going to let you walk. There are going to be a slew of teams trying to get Aaron Rodgers next year, And Washington could be one of those teams.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to chime in, you can always call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can text us on the same number on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. When we come back, another blown opportunity for the Washington Nationals.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies celebrating our 25th anniversary all year long. Presented by PenFed Credit Union, whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. Got a lot to cover on the show today, from the Nationals to the Washington football team, who officially start their training camp today. Right now, we open up the Junkie Sports page, brought to you by Impress Technology. They are an SBA-certified hub zone solution provider and Dell Federal Partner.
Just gets worse for the Nats after last night, up 4-0. I went to sleep at 4-0, and but that was kind of early. It was the fourth inning. So I wake up, and they lose 6-5, and I see how they lost. Voth gave up a 3-run jack to Hoskins in the sixth, and then they did add one in the top of the ninth, so they're up 5-3. Mm-hmm. And they bring in Brad Hand, who, of course, blew that last game against the Orioles. And he gives up a 3-run jack walk-off to Andrew McCutchen, who's having kind of a resurgence. His average isn't great, but he's got 18 bombs, and he hits the walk-off. Did you see that?
So no, here's exactly what happened. So I was out last night. My son had a men's league game.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and watched that. Got back late. And then my wife is watching the swimming, the Olympics. And I go, can I just put the Nats on? Because I think they're still playing.
Yeah.
And she goes, I want to see this race. And it actually, I think it happened to be the race where the 17-year-old won, where Jacoby won.
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I'm like, all right. With the Masson deal, I can't watch them on my computer. So I went to ESPN.com, the box score. And I go to the box score and I go, oh, it's 5-3. And I look down. By the time, it's 5-3 in the ninth. By the time I look down, it's 6-5. You hit the bomb.
Wow.
I was like, wait a second, it was just 5-3.
It happened
and
like that.
And then I go play-by-play. Yeah, it gives up a 3-run donk. That's it.
He's been a dud. Brad Hand is,
well,
he's
remember,
been a
dud. He was hot.
I don't care now, about he, overall, he's been a dud.
No, I agree. Look, he went through a stretch where he was really good and hot when the team was playing well. But right. He does have five
then
losses.
Then he start out bad.
His ERA is tickling 4.
Look, I'm with you. I'm just saying he had a stretch where he was very reliable. But when your closer has 5 losses, that's terrible.
To me, when your closer has an ERA over 2.5, it's terrible. Your closer should have a sub-3 ERA. Yeah, I'm always skeptical of closers, honestly, that don't have the ridiculously high heat. What I mean? When you bring in a guy that's got to trick you up a little bit. I understand he's got 20 saves, but
5 blown saves. And I feel like a lot of those have been in the last month.
I want a guy that's striking out 2 batters every
when I
game
saw the score.
So do they, but you do what you can do.
When I saw the score this morning, I said, I can only imagine what Rizzo's reaction was after Hand gave up that 3-run jack.
He hasn't had great success over the years with closers. I mean, it's been a constant
churn. The Hudson deal was unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, he's had guys that worked out.
That won him a World Series.
It's been a churn, though.
No, overall, but yes, but The Hudson deal won him a World Series.
Hey, and Drew Storen had his moments. Tyler Clifford has been like, you can go back. It's just It's not, and I'm not saying that this is common in Major League Baseball. It's very rare that you get a Trevor Hoffman and you have him for a decade plus as your closer.
Mm-hmm.
But they just haven't had that type of success in that spot.
Well, his ERA was like 2.5 like a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's had a bad stretch.
He didn't have a bad start. And then a decent middle part, and now it's swooning again.
Correct.
So,
but this is when you really need him. I mean,
yeah,
they needed that game.
It's over now. It's too late.
No, it is, but you really did need that game.
So Mike came on our show, and he was very honest and said the next 7 days are going to sort of determine. Well, the decision has been made for them. They're out of it. This is going to be the first time that they're true sellers at the break. They've made moves here and there, but this could be a full gutting. And yesterday it came out, Peter Gammons tweeted that their ownership is basically making it known they're not going to re-sign Trey Turner.
Which is unbelievable.
So tilting.
Oh.
Okay? So just absorb that for a little bit. But we've been through it, so we can't be surprised. By the way, I did say this yesterday.
It just makes Riz's job that much harder.
Yeah, can you imagine?
They didn't draft that shortstop third baseman with their first round pick.
Brady House? He's probably four years away.
And but people at the time
said, could be Carter
Keyboom. People just said they just drafted Trey Turner's replacement, kind of laughed at that, but maybe that's how they see
it. Well, he also could be a third baseman, not a shortstop.
Correct.
Right. Well, you just hope he's good. You just hope he doesn't hit 199.
I'm just saying that some people thought that at the time.
Right. But so Gammons tweets that the ownership group is basically making it known they're not going to mess with that contract. So, all right, so he's gone. Scherzer has basically told the Nats he's not going to block a trade. He's not going to necessarily pull his veto deal. So he's open to being moved.
Yep.
So he's gone.
No worries.
And the only guy left is Soto, and they're not going to do anything on Soto now. But if they do something on Soto, I am out. I'll never root for the team again. You can bank on that. In fact, I might not even watch baseball again because the only team I care about is the Nats at this point in my life.
Well, that would be a few years down the road.
Right, right.
But trading Turner, they still have him for another year because he's got his last year of arbitration next year. But
they might not do it now. But
I mean, he is, I don't know, one of the top three overall shortstops in the league.
Yeah, they still want to pay him.
He's having a better year than Lindor, and the Mets gave Lindor $1 billion.
Everybody, I believe, is tradable, I guess, now, except for Soto, I would assume. You can have anybody on this roster except for Soto.
I could see someone like Hudson going. I could see Hand going. Yeah. I could see Yan Gomes going. Obviously, Turner is in the mix. I mean, I'd be surprised if they traded both Max and Turner, but I could see Max obviously going.
Got to be right deal. I mean, you just give him away.
Oh, yeah, you got to get something. For Turner? Oh, you got to get a haul.
This is about Brad Hand. And, Trab, you bring up a good point. The last couple games have really upped his ERA, but I just looked at some of the splits. So he's pitched in 40 games and currently has a 3.67 ERA, 5-5. You mentioned the five losses. He does have 20 saves. I'll give him credit for that. But if you just look at the last split of the last 30 games, which is three quarters of his season, he's got a 4.7 ERA.
Yeah, hadn't been good.
Who are you talking about?
Brad Hand.
Yeah, no one cares about him. Get rid of him. No one cares. I have no allegiance to him. See ya.
Well,
nobody cares.
How about Austin Voth? You know what Austin Voth's ERA in the month of July is? All right, he gets a 4-0 lead in the sixth.
I don't expect much out of Austin Voth.
Well, he's a middle.
He's not like a free agent signing
He's someone who has a lot of appearances. He's pitched in 9 games in July. What's his ERA in July?
I'm going to guess it's 9.
15.
Wow.
15.
Well, no one's going to want him. So
cut him.
No, I'm not talking
team.
About as trade bait. I'm just talking about guys who you rely on to hold leads. Hold a 4-0 lead, and you can't do it.
Yeah.
And he routinely has done that.
Yeah. Look.
By the way, why isn't Hudson closing?
Don't know.
Because they signed Hand to $10.5 million.
That's fine. He could be your setup guy. Now, he'd probably give up leads, too. But
don't know.
Why isn't Hudson throws 97, 98?
You should ask Rizzo when we bring him on Thursday.
I will.
But Hudson will be gone because he'll be wanted. People are going to want Hudson. He'll be gone. When's the deadline? What's
he
the
comes
date?
In last 31st. He comes in last night, and he gave up a couple hits, but he held the lead.
Yeah. What'd you say the date? When is the trade deadline?
31st, which is what's the 31st? Saturday.
4 days away. Saturday. Yeah. Daniel Hudson will not be on the roster on Sunday because he's going to be wanted. He'll be gone. Whether or not somebody wants Hand, I don't know, but you could certainly take him.
What would Nats fans do if both Max and Trey were traded?
Oh, they're going
to
be bad.
Now, you can see why Max, we talked about Max. Okay, it makes sense to trade him. Last year was deal.
37 today.
But Trey, you still control him. He's one of your two superstars offensively.
Oh, they're going to be livid.
I mean, he's got to be, if he's not the fastest player in the league, he's top five.
My understanding
is so valuable.
Cavalli and Rutledge are also untradeable too, right? So
Rizzo,
I assume Rizzo is saying, don't even breathe the letter J. You're not getting Juan Soto, okay? Mm-hmm. You're not getting Cavalli. You're not getting Rutledge. Anybody else, make me an offer.
Well, I mean, if your bosses are saying we're not going to sign him,
right?
We're not going to give him $325 million.
Right.
So if you want to go trade him, trade him. If you don't want to trade him, keep him next year, but we're not giving him the deal. Of course Rizzo's going to be
looking.
Or
you could... Or you could keep Trey until the deadline next year to try to keep you competitive.
Yeah.
And then trade him next year.
I mean, that would just really piss me off because, you know, Bryce was Bryce, but, you know, it's not like Bryce won a ring with this team. And not everyone loved Bryce as a player, as a personality. Rendon, he certainly helped, but you had to make a choice between Rendon and Stras, and Stras was so good in the World Series, so you kind of had to make that choice. And this team's always been built on pitching, so I kind of get that. But Trey, I mean, come on.
I'm reading the story again, though, that Chelsea James from the Washington Post just said that they're receiving interest in Trey Turner and that they haven't firmly ruled it out.
Yeah, but did you read what Peter Gammons tweeted?
Yeah, Gammons.
No, I mean, I heard what you said, but...
Yeah, he said they're basically making it known they're not going to re-sign him.
Look, you didn't hear Rizzo come out and say Turner is untradeable.
Yeah. I'm assuming the only guy on this roster that's untradeable is Soto. And if they trade him, I'll burn everything I own. I'll sell my Nats ring.
How do you know I haven't?
It's a better bet if you give it away.
I haven't already?
I'm not giving away too much money. What?
How do you know I haven't already?
I don't. I wouldn't be shocked by you.
Actually, I actually assumed you probably already did.
Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't, but.
I haven't sold either of mine.
We're on a rainy day.
Yeah. But I just realized I don't even know exactly sure where they are. I think I do.
Well, you should think about that because it's a good little lump sum.
I know exactly where they are. They're in a safe. I don't know. I don't see Trey getting traded this week, but.
I don't see that, but.
Because you're gonna have to get a lot for Trey Turner.
Yeah.
Especially since you control him. Whoever trades for him controls him in arbitration for another year.
Yeah. That'll be a shame. That's going to be a shame, though. I almost wish they trade him now instead of go through this rigmarole next year.
Pull the Band-Aid off
Yeah,
right
just
now.
Go ahead. If you've already decided you're not going to, you know, if you've already decided you're not going to give him a long-term deal because you know it's going to start with a three and you don't want to pay him $350 million. Just do it now.
I blame it all on Schwarber's hamstring. I mean, they were knocking
on the door. Schwarber probably be gone.
They were knocking on the door, Jason. They were like two games back.
I know.
They're going to nuke this team like we've never seen.
I'm just saying that they were that close, EB. They were two games back. I was thinking about October. Stras was going to come back. We're going to have that 1-2 punch, Scherzer-Stras.
I agree.
In the playoffs again.
They had the best record in the National League in the month of June. They were 19-9 in the month of June. They have the worst record in the National League in the month of July.
I believe
they were killing it.
5-16.
I believe Schwarber was hitting a home run every day. EB wanted them on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
He should have been.
And now they're going to sell off all their pieces.
Yeah. Well, this is what the team has swooned. I believe I saw yesterday whatever their record is in the last 20 or whatever it is the worst stretch since 2010 for this team. They've just never played this
last bad. 20.
Whatever it is, whatever. Don't quote me on the last 20.
5-15.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, they're 5-16, I think, in the last 21.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Mike. Let's see if the phones work. I'm trying to punch it up there, Valdez. Is there something to do?
Drab's talking to him right now.
Oh, okay.
See how John's green?
No. He's yellow. Which one can I go to? Which
one? Can go to Mike right now.
All right. Mike, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I love the show.
What's up?
Wanted to chime in on the Trey and Max situations. You know, their values are never going to be higher than they are right now, especially with Max Scherzer and being able to help a contender World Series, as well as Trey Turner. Jason, you mentioned with the control that they're going to have over him. trading both of those guys now, like you said, EB, you know, rip the Band-Aid off now.
Just do it.
Trade them, get younger, get really top prospects, get top prospects and rebuild that farm and build around Juan Soto.
It sucks, though, because that just means there's another 2-3 years. Like if you think this year's bad, wait till next year.
Yeah.
Wait till next year with no Turner, with no Scherzer, with no Schwarber, with no Hudson, with no even Brad Hand. All those guys are going to be gone. They're going to be gone.
I found it interesting that there was a report yesterday that Seattle was looking at Whit Merrifield from Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Maybe they may be players in Trey Turner, and maybe you get like a Jared Kelnick from that team and get one of the top prospects in baseball. Because, again, Trey's going to warrant that. You're not going to a couple of guys that are just holding the overs. You know, you're going to get a top prospect in baseball, and the Nats are going to want that in getting younger and rebuilding that farm.
You would get you need to get a top prospect or two, and I would think an everyday player. You know, maybe not an all-star, but you got to get an everyday player.
Haven't the Mariners slid down in the standings?
Well, yeah, but I mean, they're still having a better year than they expected. I mean, they are currently they're nine games above 500. Yeah. But they've won four straight.
Right, but they're like five or six back in the division, right?
Yeah, but they're in for the wild card.
Okay. Yeah.
But Kelnick is their top prospect. Now, he came up and struggled, and they sent him back down. Is he back up?
They just called him back up.
Yeah, he's back up.
How many wild cards are there?
Two.
There's just two? All right. Yep. Yeah, so they're right there with Oakland. Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Good call, Mike.
I don't think they're going to trade Trey Turner. Max, I think they should and will.
I have no inclination if they're going to. But I didn't think before yesterday that it was possible that they would even consider it. Now I'm convinced they'll listen to any offer.
Can you imagine Riz? Now Riz makes a great living, and you know it is what it is, and he's got a nice contract. But can you imagine Riz having to deal with a boss that will say, "I'm not giving this guy a contract. I'm not going to let you be successful
like
long term.
Your last four great players, we're not going
to
resign.
If you want to be successful, you know, year to year, that's fine. Go out and make deadline deals or pluck guys off the street.
Go replace Bryce Harper. Go replace Anthony Rendon. Go replace Trey Turner. Go replace Max Scherzer. Good luck to you.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be – it's a difficult job for him. he's done wonders.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. I don't think that they're going to trade Turner, but – we'll see what happens with Max.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. We talk some college football, what's happening with the SEC with Chris Doering at 720. And we talk first day of Washington football team training camp at 8 o'clock with Sam Fortier from the Washington Post right here on the Junkies.
Today, the 27th.
Welcome back, Chucky's on 106.7.
I literally have 4 seconds left in the bumper.
We're live on NBC Sports Washington. What'd you ask, Jason? I was reading the details of the story which Drab sent, which is pretty inconceivable. It's about this high-profile divorce in New York. We don't usually do random divorce stories.
Oh, it's a huge story
in
the New York Post.
But it was a...
think about this, Jason. I want you to think about
this. What's the guy's name?
It's a guy who's a spinal surgeon, Dr. Han Kim.
Okay.
And he was married to a former Miss Connecticut USA, who at the time, I guess, told him that she was living off a $500,000 inheritance.
She also said, I think, that she had some small business or something, and she was meeting with venture capitalists and that sort of thing.
Okay.
But they were married for a while, and they're going through a divorce, and now he claims that she was, again, he's a spinal surgeon making a lot of money.
Making millions.
She was on the side working as an escort.
High class hooker who'd made about $750,000 selling her punani.
That's incredible.
Can you imagine?
$700,000 in cash.
$700,000. And that's what he's caught her with.
Yeah.
And she was saying that she was going to meet clients or she was going, you know, venture capitalists or she was going out with the girls. Meanwhile,
she's money, by the way.
She smoke show. Yeah. She was going out.
I wonder
what
she costs.
She was giving up the hey nanny.
And of course,
can you imagine?
She lied about her education, saying she was a chemistry major at the University of Connecticut for 3 years. I would figure a doctor would be able to like.
Did she lie about that in her pageants and all that, too?
Well,
I don't check that.
According to the filing, court filing, she lied about her education, saying she had been a chemistry major at University of Connecticut for 3 years until she took a leave of absence to compete in the Miss USA pageant.
Mm-hmm.
According to the court documents, she never even graduated from high school.
Wow.
She didn't even graduate from high school?
That's what it says. I mean,
Jeez. You realize what a donk you have to be to not... I mean, no disrespect, but if you can't graduate from high school, you are a severe donk.
You really are.
Unless you've had, like... You know, your parents die or something. You know, something
There's
crazy.
There's no happens. Way I would ever expect this girl, the way she looks, to drop out of high school.
Yeah. The high school dropout.
Simply based on her being a smoke yes. show.
Well, I mean, just look at her.
Yeah.
Girls who drop out of high school are meth heads living on the streets.
Yes.
They don't look like this.
You're 100% right.
Yeah.
Well, I also blame Dr. Han Jo Kim a little bit for being a big stupid.
For not knowing who his wife
he's
is.
Super smart, obviously, to become a spinal surgeon.
It would never occur to you that your wife is doing that. It would never occur to you. She said she was going out with her girlfriend. That's standard.
He couldn't track $675,000 in cash deposits. I know who would have cracked that code real quick.
Yep.
Well, yeah, but she probably had William a side Bishop. Account.
Well, she told him that... What she was working on an app for her job.
I understand.
And that she got $500,000 inheritance.
I mentioned that.
So you realize
I mean, still doesn't add up when I see the cash deposits coming in. Hey, where'd you get that?
You realize
20 grand.
She had zero love for him. Zero.
Correct.
That was a cash transaction when she married that donk. All she cared about was the social status and some, you know, she knew she was marrying into cash.
The one thing she did not lie
Although
about was...
they look
was,
like a good couple. Like, you look at it, the dude's got a nice jawline. Like,
oh, he's a great-looking guy. For, yeah. You know, great-looking guy. Guy looks like he could be, you know, on a soap opera.
He looks
something.
Like, I don't know. Maybe the guy that was on Lost. The Asian guy on Lost.
Yeah.
He's going to be a hot commodity in the New York dating scene after this.
Dude, he's probably going to be on The Bachelor.
His story is awesome. He's going to have all those women fawning over him. Because they're going to feel sorry that his wife did him like that.
Yeah. Well, they're also going to understand that you can take advantage of the guy.
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't care about... Listen, people have infidelities all the time, but she was out there slinging it for cash.
I bet
That's
you,
crazy.
I bet you she was charging $7,500, $10,000 cash.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what those transactions go for. That means there's a lot
I mean, she makes $700. Cash.
Yeah.
I'd pay extra to have her wear the Miss America sash on during it.
So she was actually Miss Connecticut and she got to be in the prelims.
She didn't lie about that. Yeah.
So she wasn't a finalist. Is that what that means? She represented Connecticut in the Miss USA pageant.
She was Miss Connecticut, correct.
Hey, do you think during the talent portion, she said her biggest talent was hog smokes?
Yeah. She said, has anybody got a banana laying around? Oh, you know what's funny? You know how like when information, once you get information, now it taints you? So there's that picture of him where he's wearing the suit with the black tie and she's next to him. She looks like a high school like tramp now. Now she doesn't look so sophisticated. Now that you've told me that she didn't graduate high school, she looks like a...
Because your first look was the pageant pictures.
I think she
looks good. Because I saw the pageant pictures and she looks...
I mean, she still looks very pretty.
Oh, she's a pretty girl, no doubt. Yeah. But now I'm looking at it going, oh, yeah, she looks like she has about 10th grade education.
You can buy into the math.
Now I can, yeah.
Right. The other story which we wanted to bring up here in the segment had to do with Wayne Rooney.
What is he doing?
You know, it's hard to tell. Like, I first saw the story on BSO. Black Sports Online,
mm-hmm.
and Drab sent over a link from The Mirror,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, a rag over in England. But he was photographed with three smoking hotties in, I guess, his hotel room that they were taking selfies as he was sleeping.
Yeah.
And the story came up because... He apparently called the cops because he thinks, I guess he's being blackmailed by somebody.
Are they stealing from him?
But the thing is, there are also these pictures. He's in some sort of club. So he's married, right? And he's got four sons. Kit, Kai, Cass, and Clay. Like short names that start with a C or K. Anyway, he's like at a club with these like... smoking hot blondes.
Just, well, there's also an image of him somewhere floating around him making out with one of these girls.
Right.
Like, What is he doing? Wayne Rooney. You're one of the most famous guys in the world.
What is
he's
doing now?
At the club.
Is he a coach?
The coach somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is a terrible look. He's no longer just a player. He's a manager of a championship team.
Yeah.
In the second division in the Premier League.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand it.
Can you keep him if you're that team, if you're the owner?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's cheated on his wife 1,000 times.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's the thing.
Every other week there in his heyday. He a big drunkard.
maybe they have an understanding.
And then the girls are so trifling, one of them ripped like a 20-second long fart on him.
Well, that's the story. That's for in this room.
Yeah,
that's the story. The story
is the girl put her a bare butt up to him and ripped one.
That's how disrespectful they were to Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
As he's passed out.
Yeah.
Here's the idiot. Here's the Snapchat of the video.
The audio. How gross is that?
What an idiot.
He's just a drunk.
You know what? He deserves
he's
it.
35.
He
deserves it.
He didn't even move, right? He didn't flinch.
He didn't flinch.
He fell asleep
he's
on
out.
A chair.
That's why Jeter, when you go to his house, you had to put the cell phone in a basket.
Right.
You can't go in there running
around. Well, Jeter's not a big drunkard like this.
Right.
But like, he fell asleep upright with his chin on his chest. And his hands in his pockets.
Well, that chick's trifling. She had that fart stored up all night.
Yeah. So gross. So gross. But yeah,
you feel terrible for the kids and the wife. It's show.
You saw the image of them making out in the club, right?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, what are you doing? You're seriously one of the most famous people in the world.
He likes to go out to the clubs. Look, I mean, I'm immediately thinking, too, of the Jay Gruden situation. And I guess he's gotten by that. You've seen Jay a couple times. Remember him outside, like, the bar?
Yeah,
well,
it was hammered.
Hammered,
smoking a
cigarette. That was in Florida.
Right, with
some that was a couple of years ago.
To him.
But yeah.
And he wasn't seen, you know.
It wasn't the best light.
Right.
It wasn't the best light for Jay. But, you know, he's hammered.
That's the thing.
At least he didn't get farted on.
But at least it wasn't in a hotel room. With the girl farting on his face.
Right, and then
face.
I think of the koozie situation, which is not with women, but just with cocaine.
Yeah.
By the way, it looks like koozie will be back with the Washington Capitals. They traded Brendan Dillon, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
it's fine.
That.
Brendan Dillon was a nice guy. Hit into him on number two or number three
golf
on
buddy.
Blue Mash. No, but he was nice. I was like, who is that dude, man? That guy's built like a brick S house.
Yeah.
And then he smoked one off the tee.
He's a big dude.
Yeah.
How about the guy who killed his wife, his ex-wife, at the soccer game, at his kid's soccer game?
I know.
That is unbelievable.
I mean, I don't know whether it's unbelievable because those stories happen
just
10 times a day.
I know. It's just crazy to think that.
Well, imagine you're at the game watching
your
kid
play. You're there watching
your
son play soccer, and you see your ex-wife with her boyfriend, and you just kill her.
Saw the video with everybody scattering
but
out.
But what's so crazy is they were already like exes. It wasn't like he caught her currently cheating. Like they were already broken up, like probably presumably for years. And he just lost
it. I was
going to
say, yeah, they were officially divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can almost understand if you're like, you see them for the first time and you catch them. But they have been broken up for a while.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's insane.
No, we had Chief Davis from
People
Fairfax
just go,
County
they go
yesterday.
Cuckoo.
There's a million hotheads out there and they got a gun and they're going to pop somebody. That's what happens.
They go cuckoo.
They don't think about the consequences.
Well, enjoy your life behind bars for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Did he maybe kill himself afterwards? I forget the story.
I didn't see that.
I think he maybe killed her, then killed himself. Or
he killed the boyfriend.
Stories. No, okay.
I thought he killed his ex-wife and the boyfriend.
He definitely did that.
Together.
I don't know if he donked himself off, too.
Yeah.
Or how about the lady who just decided she was going to donk herself off, and she brought her little poodle with her, too. Did you see that in New York?
No,
60-year-old lady. She just went to the roof of her building in New York, and she grabbed a little, I don't know if it was a poodle, but they say one of those little, like, those kind of dogs you hold.
It was a little rat dog.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Like one Cakes would have.
Right.
And just grabbed a dog and just jumped 60 stories.
With
or
the dog.
Yeah. Donked herself off with the dog.
I just want to go to heaven with her dog.
A lap dog. They call him a lap dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I call him a yap dog. That's what they do.
All right. Coming up next, we'll give you the latest on the Washington football team. They actually start training camp. They're reporting today and yesterday a big signing for the Washington football team. We'll get into that next here on the Junkies.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.